Who can resist a playful kitten or purring cat? And individually, they're adorable. But the folks who work at Philadelphia's Animal Care and Control Team take in 20,000 cats each year. Despite adoption campaigns and low-cost spay and neuter programs, those figures haven't budged much. Now, a major grant aims to make a deep cut in those numbers. NewsWorks Tonight producer Kimberly Haas has more.
It's hard to understand the scale.
Sadly, still 9,000 cats and dogs are killed across the U.S. in shelters every day. And for cats, they stand about a 70% chance of being killed if they enter into a shelter nationally.
That's Holly Sizemore, director of national programs at Best Friends Animal Society. She's come to Philadelphia from the Society's 20,000-acre animal sanctuary in Utah to announce a major grant to reduce the cat population here. Best Friends is partnering with Philadelphia's Animal Care and Control Team in a spay and neuter program. Sizemore says they're going to focus on cats living out in neighborhoods, especially in Germantown and North and West Philadelphia.
What we'll be doing is going out into the community to provide services to people who love these cats. A lot of people feed these cats, but they just don't have the ability to trap them, get them spayed and neutered and vaccinated, and then put back out.
Susan Cosby, Executive Director of Animal Care and Control Team, says the program will make a big difference.
And they're actually going to be providing over 3 years assistance for up to 12,000 cats in our city, which will have a tremendous impact on reducing the number of cats coming into the shelter and then helping us be more effective as a shelter and a community in taking care of the cats who are in need.
Try to calculate how many litters those 12,000 cats could have, and the numbers get pretty big pretty fast. But Sizemore explains actual results in other cities have surpassed the mathematical models.
Baltimore, who just started the program about a year ago, they also, during the summer months, had a cat room that had empty cages. They had never had that happen in the history of their agency, where they weren't constantly battling overcrowding.
Dog lovers needn't feel left out. Susan Cosby notes that with fewer cats, shelter staff in other cities have been able to spend more time preparing dogs for adoption, with significant success. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.